Good morning, folks. We're here today with a very special friend of mine, Sherry Briggs, and she is an awesome woman of God. She has a wonderful ministry that she started all on her own while she was working, while she was taking care of her family. And I just want to have you all hear what a woman who's just living an ordinary life like all of us can do for Jesus. Hey, Sherry, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Bridge of Hope?
Okay. Well, Bridge of Hope is a nonprofit ministry organization that helps women and their children through transition. So transition can mean many things. A woman fleeing from an abusive situation, starting her life over, could be a woman recovering from drug and alcohol abuse, someone that's just entering back into society. We have women that have just hard times with single parenting, widows, that kind of thing, that just need a little help up and some support, practically and spiritually.
Well, how did you ever get this idea?
Well, let's say quite a number of years ago, I just had an idea to help women that had gone through hard times, seeing that where they kind of got lost in the shuffle was entering back into society from, say, a recovery program, for instance. I saw women that were in accountability, in recovery, but then once they got out into their own, away from their recovery program, they got lost again in the shuffle because of the demands financially with their children, trying to restart a home with no money, that kind of thing. So we saw that where we needed to help support these women was in that area. Once they graduated, moved back into society, we needed to help them build their homes to take that burden off them, to help them be successful in their future.
Well, how do you do it?
How do I do what?
How do you help them reintegrate back into society, rebuild their home?
Okay, we have a storehouse, and we fill it with donated furniture, kitchen and household items, clothing and shoes, and basically we give that to families. So I'll get a phone call from, say, a recovery program, a social worker, that type of situation that says they have somebody that's getting ready to move on their own. They have nothing. They've gotten their housing, but they have nothing. We'll go in and furnish their homes. We'll set up their kitchens. We'll give them the beds they need, the couches, the table, whatever they need. And then we then become connected to them, so there's an ongoing relationship with them that they know we're there for them.
So you provide support, too.
Yes.
Now, do all the women have to be Christian, or are they all Christian?
How does that fit in? Because we believe that, you know, we are the hands and feet of Jesus. That's a goal. So Jesus, he went out on the highways and the byways, and he reached everybody, and anybody who needed help or needed healing or needed food. I mean, we're told as Christians to feed the poor and clothe the naked. So there's no difference there. So whoever needs help, we go in the name of Jesus to love and support them and to hopefully let them see Jesus loves them and cares about them and sees their need.
Well, how many families are you helping right now?
Total, we probably have helped about, over the last 2 years, let's say probably around 50 or 60 families that we stay on ongoing communication with.
Now, if somebody knows about someone that is having this kind of problem in the San Diego area, how would they contact Bridge of Hope?
Well, they could contact me directly through my email or give me a call. And basically what I like to do is talk to the person who's referring them to me, get a little background, and then I like to talk to the individual directly. And then I ask that whoever we end up supporting, that they kind of write out their situation to me so I have it on paper, and so I know what their family's needs are and who they are and little background information from them as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what surprises me so much about this ministry is how big it's grown in such a short period of time.
Well, there's a lot of needs. I mean, Bridge of Hope is barely touching the surface, and there's so much need out there. I mean, in our own community, there's a lot of poverty. And for a woman to start her life over, say she just got her kids back from foster care, has completed a 2 or 3 year program, has succeeded, for her now to come back into society and to try to rebuild with the little money that she makes, it's almost impossible. That's happening everywhere in our community. The needs are unbelievable. I mean, San Diego is an expensive place to live, and there's a lot of need. And believe it or not, Bridge of Hope now has become known because not a lot of people are really giving. So if there's an organization that's giving, they're going to be found out real quick.
What do you mean not a lot of people are giving?
Well, I don't think, I think that there's a lot, I mean, I think there are organizations that are helping, but when we started Bridge of Hope, there was nobody giving furniture away. So you could go and get canned food, and you could go get clothes from a church. Uh-huh. But as far as your home life and building a home, which we all need these basic things. We need a bed. Our kids need to be off the floor. I mean, I deal with families that they're on the floor. All of them on and maybe have a blanket. I mean, they are really starting from nothing. Okay, so lost my train of thought. But basically, sorry. So how I started Bridge of Hope was I realized is there furniture out there? Can somebody get a bed? No, nobody had the money to pay for the storage to hold the furniture to give the furniture away.
Oh yeah.
So at one point, there was a couple ministries doing this, but it stopped because of finances. So that became immediately, for me, the goal. Okay, this is a need. This isn't being met. We can do this, and that's how it started.
Now, what prompted you to start this ministry as opposed to something else? Was it just because you saw the need?
Well, when I was in I used to run a women's home in Oregon, and like I said in the beginning, we saw a lot of women fall through the cracks once they graduated from a program or left, say, a shelter. We saw that they fell through the cracks just trying to survive. They went back to their old ways because they really couldn't make it. They didn't have the support to make it. Mm-hmm. So that was part of my goal, is saying there is a need here. We want to be that bridge. Say, so that's why we're called Bridge of Hope. Between, say, a safe place, a recovery home or a safe place, into the world, we're that bridge that connects both of those to help them up and over by practically giving. People need practical things. It's easy to say, I'm going to pray for you or bless you or go on your way. And if you have the means to help them and you don't, what have you really done? Mm-hmm. So we thought, okay, God works in the practical and the spiritual. They're very connected. So we wanted to provide practical needs. And believe it or not, when I was not a Christian and I was a single parent and I didn't have these things for my son, and somebody gave to me out of the kindness of their heart a bed, some cash, a table and chairs, that opened my heart to know, gosh, there is a God. He loves me. He sees that I needed this. I literally needed this. I didn't need something else. I needed a bed. Okay, so that was for me a turning point in my relationship with God, that I saw He cared for me. So that, in combined with seeing the needs out there for these women leaving their safe places, going into the world, they need that help, which will only increase their faith in God.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, how can the listeners out there help you?
Well, Bridge of Hope always takes donations. We like to receive good shape furniture, household items, kitchen items, anything that you think would make a nice home, we accept. We have a drop-off spot in City Heights. That's where our storehouse is located. It's right off the 15 freeway in University. We also will pick up if necessary. And then we do take cash donations as well, because we like to offer food cards when needed, gas cards, and that kind of thing. We like to be able to do if that need arises. You can contact me via email at sbrealtor@sbcglobal.net. Or you can contact us at Bridge of Hope, P.O. Box 1267, San Marcos, California, 92079. So, love to hear from anybody that's interested, has a passion to help people. Everything that we receive is all tax deductible. We will send you a receipt right away. There's a lot of need out there. So, and it all goes directly to the client, directly to them with, you know, everybody that receives from us pays nothing.
And basically you're an all-volunteer
organization. All volunteer.
So that means all the money that comes in goes right out to helping people.
Yeah,
there are no administrative costs.
No.
No overhead. Mm-mm. It's all going right out to help people. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
What's next for you?
Well, hopefully there's a real need for transitional housing. And so our hope is that the Lord would bring us a home this year, because a lot of the women that we meet that are starting over need a place for a few months to get back on their feet. So our hope is that we will have a home this year and share the love of Jesus and help support them and teach them the love of God and help them on their way.
Well, you are such a blessing to our community, Sherry Briggs.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming and visiting with us today.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back again real soon.
Okay, thank you.